views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We all get overwhelmed at times. Take a break from your hectic daily life and let go of stress. Personal Intuition host Nicole Eisler is your salvation. Life doesn't have to be a struggle. Together, we are making our dreams come true and our biggest desires become a reality. Nicole will be delivering positive energy, inspiring messages, and inspiring stories from people just like you. This is the Positivity Party Radio, and it's time to get your celebration on.
Hey, welcome everybody. It is Nicole Eisler, just got to cue that we are live. It's Positivity Party Radio. And of course, I'm your host, Nicole Eisler. I'm very excited tonight. Wait, I'm always excited. I say that all the time, but I can't help it. Hello, everyone. Just come on in, grab your favorite beverage, get your comfy clothes on, pull up a seat. We're having the party of the week here at Positivity Party Radio. And I'm really excited because tonight I have somebody that I've had the pleasure of knowing for a while, and from the spark-filled, literally, moment I met her, we have just been, I think, energetic friends from the get-go. So you're going to get to meet Chrissy Winchester tonight, and she's here with Timeless Grace Jewelry. She's just an amazing individual, and also has had a story of her own. You know, every one of us, we have our own stories. We go through things. Life is messy sometimes. And while our show tonight is Time to Sparkle, it really comes from those sort of darker places, the places where there's chaos and a lot of things going on at one time. So I'm glad you're here. Come on in, relax. We're going to take a break from the daily grind and we're going to get down to it. Remember now, we're here with you every first and third Tuesday of the month. And I said, it's a party, and that's why I invite really cool people that I love to hang out with. I know you're going to love to hang out with them. Everybody we have on the show, they're inspiring, they're lighthearted, they love to laugh, and they really love to have a good time. But also, they look at life through a different lens because of what they've been through. You know, like I said, we all have stories, we go through things, and Chrissy and I today are going to chat about not only how she got her sparkle back, but how this is really your time to sparkle as well, right? So it's about, are you going through life or are you growing through life? And with Chrissy and her Timeless Grace business, she has this amazing approach to not just, this isn't just jewelry, friends. This is a mindful lifestyle jewelry brand that she creates with her intention, with your intention, with the energy to inspire people, to really help you bring out your true spark, your authentic self. And, you know, and from the work that, and you can see plenty of, she has a beautiful gallery on her website, which we'll share with you in just a bit. But you can see that, you know, her work is really a work of love and life purpose. She's not just a jewelry designer. She's also a holistic life coach. She's an art therapist. And again, she puts this combination of her intuitive gifts with this ability that she has to really help people embrace their own authentic power and to align that with their soul purpose, just like she's done in her own life. So today we're going to get into it. I said, life gets messy sometimes, and she just literally said that to me yesterday and we had talked about it. And so today's positivity quote is, chaos is opportunity for clarity. If you really think about that, when life is messy, when things are all just, you know, everything's coming at you at one time, it's really hard to feel clear about things, but it is such a beautiful opportunity. It sets you up to pause and to take a moment and say, wait a minute, wow, everything is a mess right now. Everything's coming at me at once. It's perfect though, isn't it? It's perfect how that happens because you have this opportunity to really not only find your clarity, but to find your sparkle, to, you know, does clarity affect your sparkle factor? Oh my God, absolutely. You bet it does. When you have that clarity, you can't help but shine brighter in this world. So, you know, when we say that, like, your thoughts are crystallized, you know, when you get crystal clear on what you want and what that really means, that's what we're getting into today. So without further ado, this inspiring lady, she can definitely help you see the brighter side of any situation. Hello, why else would I hang out with her? I only hang out with positive peeps like her. And in her words, she says, when we start to realize that everything in life happens for a reason, whether that be for us to learn a lesson, evolve, or to just have moments of experiencing life's beautiful wonders, we really gain an understanding. I mean, that is so perfectly said, and I'm blessed to have her here. I want to bring her forward. Of course, she is just an inspiration, as I've said. So help me welcome Chrissy to our party so that we get to learn more about her story. Welcome, my inspiring friend. Oh my gosh, I could talk about you all day. How's that?
Well, thank you. I love you, first and foremost.
Right back at you, sister.
Gotta start it out right there because that's the truth. From the moment I met you, we have had this love for each other that is hard to express. So I am very grateful to be here with you today and be able to share that with everybody. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And no kidding. Like you're the person I can call in any messy situation where even I lose, you know, I'm spinning in circles and I can call and you go, yeah, life can be messy sometimes. And you just help me sort of put it right back in order. And that's a great friend to have, because when we met, we were both in an interesting place, and here we are at this big expo and tons of people, and this lady comes to my, and there she is, and we start talking, and then it happened. It was like everybody disappeared around us, and that's when I always know this is one of those divine introductions. It's one of those divine connections where we just got it. I don't even think we were finishing sentences. We were just sort of connecting and having this conversation. Of course, there were tears. We had tears. That inspired and in the moment. And you were at a pretty different place, you know, when I met you compared to, you know, it's fun. I enjoy when I meet someone and I see them, they're at this, it doesn't matter what part of the journey, but when someone's at a really beautiful place, like they're helping other people, they found their purpose, they know what their passion is, they're really clear about who they are. I want to know how they got there, because I believe there's a misconception that you should be born with that. And really, we come into the world pretty clear. It gets a little muddled up, right, as we go through life.
That's a life is messy.
Life is messy, and we get domesticated with all of these beliefs and concepts and whatnot. But I would love if you would share. So when we met, you know, where were you at? Because it was a different place energetically, physically, your health.
Oh, yeah.
Walk us back a little ways, and then we can get, you know, back to the jewelry and what you're up to now.
Okay, perfect. Well, yeah, I mean, my perception of that day, that moment was, again, just how you stated, I think the earth stood still for us to connect. And I don't know how many hours we were together.
We closed.
I do know my daughter was like, all right, mom.
Hey, my kids have looked at me like that too. Like, really?
And so, yeah, it was a divine connection. And as I have come through what I have come through, I am very quick to recognize those divine connections now really quickly, you know. And so basically that day, you and I, we connected, and I was in a very somber and a place of extreme, extreme pain and trauma. So, I mean, basically, 6 years ago, my world was turned upside down. I was a cancer survivor and died, came back, and that was the easy part. Which I can say with a smile now and a giggle, because I knew that I was going to die young. The trick was I didn't know that God was going to send me back. So then I came back, but that was the beginning of the journey, because little did I know, from that point forward was exactly 2 years of extreme trauma, because my rib cage was dislocated and nobody knew what was causing all the, extreme, circumstances that were happening inside of my body. So literally, brought me to a place where I was paralyzed in my thoracic region and, a mass growing in my chest cavity, which was my, lymphatic system. But besides that, I continued to move forward, in God's grace of experiencing all of these things, where I wasn't able to take medication. Nobody could figure out what was wrong with me, but had to walk this walk of extreme pain and move forward each step with each guidance to keep going, to find my way through. And I guess that's where we kind of go back to life. Life is messy. That's the reality of it. But what we do in the past is what's so important to
grow. Oh, that one gave me goosebumps.
Yes, that's where the spiritual development and the self-growth is at its strongest. And in that place, I literally had to learn to heal myself. And that is what brought me to the place of being able to help and, you know, move into the place where I'm at now. And again, I kind of have to go back and I have to give kudos to the doctor that finally figured it out.
Absolutely. We, you know, it's the people that break the mystery code of you saying, no, something's just not, you know, not right. Your body's talking to you. And
Everything really happens for a reason. And I truly believe, Nicole, that I was supposed to be in that space until it was time for me to come out of that space. And so I own it. It's part of me. It's who I am. And you know what? It's kind of like I am, and we talked about this yesterday, I am stronger. I am more powerful than I have ever been in my whole entire life. And so I am grateful for my experiences of where I've been and where I'm at and where I'm going. But in that moment, I think tonight, maybe we could share with people, when you're in the middle of that mess, that whatever that is for you, I know what it is for me.
Right.
It doesn't feel pretty. It doesn't look pretty, you know? No. And so that's where it helps to have people like you, like me, our connection and what we did for each other and what we continue to do for other people to help them through, to help them see the light, to give them that sacred space in order to move through.
Exactly. Because it's, you know, we were talking earlier in some of the planning with the show, and it's having a life that you love, that, you know, this dream life, I want to create this amazing experience. I want to, you know, live an enlightened life. That doesn't mean that life is always going to be clean and orderly and perfect and well put together. Things are going to fall into place. It's usually that you can have a life you love, but it's going to get messy sometimes. And like I was saying, that when you go through those times, if you don't have things that you love, if you're not being good to yourself, if you're not taking time to do the things that you love and enjoy, be with the people you love and enjoy, then when it gets messy, you're sort of wiped out. You know, it's harder to make it through times like that. And, you know, in your situation too, we've talked about the journey also doesn't always go from like, you don't just snap your fingers sometimes, right? I mean, it's you're always moving forward. And you said something that I want to highlight again. You said it was with God's grace, but I just kept going. I kept going to find my way. I knew that I had to keep going. And mm-hmm. listening to that, those signs and signals, and I know you've had some that are interesting.
It's many.
Yeah, because that part of this whole entire thing is our experience. This whole entire first breath to last, that's our journey.
Yeah.
It's the parts of the journey that are a little rougher. There's a few more potholes, you know, along the way, or it's important to be so aware and tuned in to those signs and signals. And do any come to mind that kind of maybe
Lordy.
Weird, or, you know,
wait, do we got 10 hours, right, Nicole?
I know. All right, I admit it. It was
the first and foremost, is, you know, I feel that God works through all of us. And those of us that have come to the place where we're really in tune and really connected to our higher self, and however that, whatever that may be, whatever it takes for you to get there is what I always kind of tell people, just get there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care what it takes, because we all have a different way. And it's not, there's no one right way. It's whatever you need to get to that space. Now, I believe in God because I've been on the other side. That's my experience. But other people believe different things. And I kind of laugh about it because it's all the same. It really is. Yeah. You can call it another name. You can feel it. You know what I mean? But it's all the same. And so when you're there with another person, you feel it. You know, it's you engage, you connect. And I think
Absolutely.
That is the blessing that I can give to other people. And I have kind of developed many different nicknames from different people. And one of them is Chris Cathedral, because, you know, when people are with me, they feel like they're in church, because that's what I do. And that's what I say. It's not about being anywhere else, but within yourself, your connection to your higher self, and wherever that takes you, that is your church. That is your sacred space. And that's what is very natural to me, because my connection is very fluent, and that's why it kind of goes out to other people so easily. So that's the only way to kind of explain it. And with that is a very high frequency. So you feel very jacked up, you know, very full of energy, because you are.
You absolutely, right. Well, exactly. And you are also in your own energy. So you recognize, like, this is who I am. This is what I'm here to do. And when that force really gets even more powerful, when you really step into, you know, your gifts, I mean, clearly you weren't done yet. Right? You were.
Oh, God, no. That's
back.
And I was sent back. I didn't want to come back. I fought tooth and nail not to go into the surgery I had to have, because I knew I was going to die, because I kind of had these gifts early on. But once I was there, I was like, I don't want to go back there. You know,
I got to work and like put things together, and I have to figure things out, because we get so caught up in our head. Isn't that right? That's what makes it a little more challenging. And
yeah,
you know what you're describing is really, you were free from all of that. You know, there's, and again, it's, you know, you said something to me earlier, and it was, you know, when we're in the flow, and when we, we're in that place of like, this is my energy, this is what I'm here to do. You have the ability to feel that way in every moment.
Yes.
Some are going to be a little more pressure than others, but isn't that where the beauty is created? I mean, if we're going to talk about jewelry, you know, pressure and environment and circumstances, that's what creates the beauty in the crystals and diamonds and whatever crystals or gems you want to talk about. And yeah. that's what creates the beauty within each of us. That's why we're all individuals. We all have our own, you know, textures and colors and gifts and things that we have. And that really comes forward when you were under pressure. And I can't even imagine being under the pressure that you were, but you're also that proof, you know, you're proof, right?
That
you can come back, but not come back the same. You chose to come back. If I'm going back, like, I'm going to do it different. Like, I'm going to use my gifts. I'm going to bring these out. I'm going to move forward. And, you know, and if someone's listening right now and they're at kind of a more heavy, dark, or they're hurting kind of place in their journey, what would you share with them about, you know, what it felt like? And if, boy, if someone could have told me this back then, that would have really helped me.
Wow. Yeah, I'll tell you. I have to say what's really coming through to me right now is a woman found me. A lot of people do find me and bring me messages as like when I'm supposed to work with them. But she told me, she looked at me and she goes, Chris, now again, I did not know woman from Adam and she knew my name. This is kind of crazy stuff that happens around me all the time. She was like, don't ever lose sight. You are the crystal. So with that being said to me, I would say that to everybody that's listening tonight, that they, in their own self, they are the crystals of their own life, their own frequencies, their own energy. That
right.
goes from your intellectual, emotional, spiritual, physical. It's you own it. It's all yours. So sometimes, like we're talking about, you know, your, and I'm going to speak from my life experience when we're talking about back then, my physical was at the lowest point imaginable. You know, I'm kind of walking on in between here and the other place. But my spiritual was so heightened and so strong that is what carried me through each and every day, one step after another. And that's, you know, going to when we met at the show, you know, I could barely walk, but I went
right.
to that show because I was guided to go to that show. And I started listening and started paying attention. And I thought, you know, I'm in pain regardless. You know, I'm hurting regardless. So, you know what? Enjoy the ride. You know, regardless of all of this mess and this nonsense that reality truly is, life is good. Enjoy the ride. And you know what? We can create heaven on earth, because I think that's really the message is, you know, we're going to have those peaks and valleys, and everybody's our different.
Yeah.
But well, if we can like switch them and use our own energy, we can kind of get through, not as scaled as if we weren't aware or living a conscious life.
Right. It's, and, you know, there's a whole chapter dedicated to this in my book, Go With Your Gut, because we get so busy and so distracted and so in our heads, and we've been taught not to listen to those things. But every person I talk to that's had an experience like this, they say the same things in their own way. It's that they listen to the feeling, they listen to the nudge, they listen to the voice, they heard a messenger, never met this person. She knew my name. She told me a message that completely resonated with where I was at on my journey. You know, how many times do we have things like that happen? And then we go, yeah, that's kind of neat, right? So we downsize it, we downplay it a little bit, or we just go, that was really weird. And then we get busy again because mom, you know, is calling, you know, your kids are calling you, or traffic's crazy or whatever. But it's a key is to listen to that inner guidance, that inner voice, and to recognize that it's not a coincidence. It's not an accident. It's not a fluke. It's absolutely meant for, if it feels like, gee, I'd swear that hit me right between the eyes, that, you know, touched my heart, that got me right in the gut, that just made me choke up. Do you think? I mean, that's what it was there for. So, you know, when we come back, we're going to dive more into listening to that voice, some of those pivotal moments that you had. You said earlier, what we do in the mess is what makes a difference. And I had to go to that expo. I was hurting, but I went anyway. You know, I just knew that I was going to have a good time. That's what we're going to come back and talk more about, is moving forward in God's grace. Keep it going, that doing those things that feel right, no matter what your head is telling you. We'll talk more when we get back from break.
Awesome.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
All right, we're back. This is Nicole Eisler with Positivity Party Radio. Hope you are enjoying the show so far. Chrissy is just sharing such amazing nuggets. She said some incredible things, recognizing divine connections. She said learning to just move forward in God's grace, really keep going when you feel a little lost, you're feeling a little stuck, but just to keep going, and that it's really what we do in the mess that makes a difference. It's listening to that voice and noticing and being aware of those, you know, divine messages, signs, signals, whatever name you want to give them. You know what they are. You've had them. I know you've had them. I've never met someone that hasn't had something where they said, yeah, you know, when that happened, boy, that really stood out. And I always thought it was kind of a coincidence, but she's here to tell us absolutely not. It is just what you think it is. And of course, this is about creating a life. Just imagine that your life is really an expression of your deepest passions and dreams. And when I look at you, my friend, I see that coming out loud and clear. I see you acting on those inspired ideas, getting traction for that, and in the process, helping other people. But what I see is by helping other people, it really helped you heal yourself as well. Tell us, where are you at now? What are you up to? What is Timeless Grace Jewelry? What, give us some, take us through, give us a tour.
Oh, sure, sure. Okay, well, you know what? I can, do you want me to start from the beginning, from where it was from?
Where, yeah, how did, you know, here you are, you're talking about, I had cancer, I survived that, I died and I came back, and oh yeah, I make jewelry, but I know there's some big dots in between that are going to connect, and
that's where Timeless Grace that is born.
Yeah.
That, the Timeless Grace is, it feels like, well, first and foremost, I'm a mom, you know, so that was my first half of life. I knew I was here to be a mom, to basically give birth to these great kids that are going to do fabulous things. So
right.
That was my first half, and I'm still a mom. I'll always be a mom. But Timeless Grace, I feel like, was born just like a child from basically the trauma that I was experiencing in my life at that time when my rib cage was dislocated. So during that time, I lost all thoracic strength. So I was basically paralyzed. And and like I said before, the extreme pain. I started in, mind you, there was a lot of things with that. I'm allergic to medications, couldn't take pain medicine. So I had to bear all of that without any help from the medical field, basically. And that's what kind of led me down the path of learning this lifestyle, this holistic lifestyle that I now live. And that started out, the first thing was, for some reason, it came into my thoughts, kyanite. And it's the weirdest thing. What the heck is kyanite? I didn't know anything about crystals. I didn't know anything about gemstones. This was very foreign to me. So again, kyanite. So I look it up. I was like, oh my God. Okay. Kyanite. And I'm reading about it, and I kind of, looked into the properties and kind of stumbled upon kyanite helps with pain, helps dissolve pain. And I was like, okay, that's really weird. You know, do that. And there's that. That's my logical side. Mind you, I was educated, business educated, logical. Everything I have done up to that point has been structured on that philosophy. So this is where the creative and letting go and learning to live right brain, left brain life. So I went in, found a place to buy some kyanite, and literally I walked in the door and I was just overcome with all of the energies of all the different crystals. And, you know, that just started that journey. And so I bought myself some kyanite. And this sounds really weird, but I had it on me like 24/7, started using it. I ended up making a bracelet of kyanite and started just wearing it every which way I could, and never made jewelry before, nothing. And so I was wearing these crystals and other things were kind of coming through me. Started making them all for myself, mind you. I didn't know, what it was. I was just, again, following. And so I was wearing these bracelets that I made, necklaces that I made. And, you know, at that time I was doing yoga for physical therapy. And so I was going to yoga, and people would walk up to me and they just start touching my bracelets. You know, they try to touch my, you know, necklace, and they're just like, "Oh my God, where did you get that from?" And I'd go, "Oh, that, you know, I made it." They're like, "Do you sell jewelry?" And I'm like, "No."
No, I said, "I made it. That's all I said."
Yeah, I made it for myself, you know. And then people started going, "Well, can you make me one of those?" And I was like, "Well, I suppose, you know." And and again, I was having a very difficult time at that point. I couldn't even use a computer because I was a freelance writer. I couldn't sit and put my arms forward to be able to type, you know, and use a computer. It was very limited. And so this connection of starting to make jewelry literally started connecting the mind and the body, and starting to help me, it became physical therapy. My arms were able to go a little bit further out for a little bit extended more time. And so all of the steps were part of my healing. And in the process of that, my gifts were really starting to enhance and starting to feel other people's energy, you know. And I am to the extreme as far as an empath. So I didn't know prior to that point, but I was taking on everybody's energy, and kind of it was bogging me down. So I have learned how to take all of those gifts that we all kind of have and what I have, and use them as my strengths in helping other people. So so at this stage, you know, I started making jewelry. Things started kind of coming through me. I started recognizing different issues, blocks, different things with the people, and started to put these formulas together. And it became very natural to me. I have a way where the way my body, my mind works, it's kind of like chemistry with crystals. I can feel what's working together to work for them. And so that is where that started, and it grew.
Amazing.
And so, grew. And so literally that's where it became, you know, turned into a business. And the every word that has been put into there has all been, you know, like I say, it's a gift from God. It's my way to help people. So I call it like the consultations for only you. That's what they're called. Because every consultation I have with a person, I engage, I tune in to their energy. And wherever they are feeling, you know, again, we've talked about that emotionally, spiritually, physically,
intellectually.
Everybody has kind of different weaknesses. There's something kind of going on. There's blocks. There's this. There's that. And then sometimes I have things come through me. Other times it's just instantly right there.
Right.
And then what I do is I put all of that information, all of that data together. And then I work at putting together an absolutely beautiful piece of jewelry.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, before we wrap up here, I want to make sure that everyone can get in touch with you, because after hearing that, I'm sure that people are thinking, I could really use something, a positive reminder, a reflection of who I am, where I'm going, how, what is the best way for people to get in touch with you, see your work? Can you give us your website and contact info?
Oh, sure. So my website is timelessgracejewelry.com. And you can go there and, you know, kind of take a look at some of the pieces that I've made for other people, you know, in the gallery.
Sure.
And you can kind of take a look at who I am, what I do. It's all, you know, plain and simple. I what you see is what you get with me.
Awesome.
So, well, that and my email is timelessties@gmail.com.
Awesome. I am just really honored to have, you know, spent this time with you and hear about your journey. And again, I'm sure that there are people that can at least relate to part of your story. Not everyone has gone and come back, right? That's amazing. But I encourage everyone, if you're listening and you feel a connection, you know, just to get in touch with Chrissy. We're going to head off to break. And when we come back, I'm going to wrap things up with some, I want to highlight some of the things she said and also give just a couple more tips for you if you're at that point in your journey and it's feeling like chaos and it's feeling a little messy, and how you can bring it back around and get that clarity that you need. But for right now, we're going to head off to break, and I'm sending you a big hug, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Nicole. And right back at you, girl. Right back at you.
Awesome.
And I love you, and thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. All right, we'll be back from break in just a minute.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on transformationtalkradio.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. It's Nicole Eisler with Positivity Party Radio. And oh my gosh, I could listen to my friend share her wisdom probably just days and days and days. And I just want to also highlight, I don't know if she said it earlier, but she is offering, Chrissy is offering 15% off to any listener. So after the show, if you connect with her, just let her know that you heard her on Positivity Party Radio, and you'll see the discount code and everything right underneath the show link. So a lot of fun there. Powerful stuff. Okay. She shared some powerful information about how timeless grace was born from trauma. You know, there are things that are going to happen in our life that we cannot control. And while you're going through it, you have to be looking for the gifts. You have to be open and curious and say, my goodness, not, oh, why is this happening? But I want you to say instead, how is this perfect for me? Where is the gift? Because there is no such thing in this life that will ever give you just suffering. It's always basically an entry. It's a doorway to something better, but you have to be looking for the gift. You know, she talked about how she was aware, right? She knew that these were messengers. These were signs. These were signals. These were divine connections, things that she could not explain. When you have something happen to you that you cannot explain just on human standards. Okay, that's the way I describe it. I can't explain it on human standards. It was something bigger and higher than me. I felt it with every part of my being, and this is what it meant for me. Allow yourself to believe that. Allow yourself to say, that is exactly what I needed, because the universe, God, the universe, your spirit guides, however you want to label or define them, will always deliver. Always deliver exactly what you need when you need it. But you have to be watching, right? We have to be aware of those things. You know, she also said some interesting things. She didn't know anything about crystals. Boom, she gets this strange word that pops in her head. Like, what is that? But she was curious enough to say, I'm going to go look it up. I'm going to research it. What does that mean? And she didn't give up on that. She did something. She said, I never did this before. She tried something new. You see how these are key points on changing your story, on creating a better experience that I never did this before, but I just started doing it for myself. Why? Because it felt right. Because that's what she was being guided to do. And what happened? It started to work so much so that other people were saying, hey, what is that? How did you do that? Can you do that for me? And, you know, every person, every spiritual being that I connect with, you know, when she said timeless grace was born out of trauma, I'm going to tell you, Big Dream Awakening was born out of darkness. Big Dream Awakening came from a very dark point in my life where I didn't see any path ahead. I think I was looking for the cliff. Like, I was tired. I was done. You know, things were not coming together. It was chaos. And I had that moment where, now for me, it was my sons, my two boys. It popped in my head. I saw their faces and I thought, nope, not done yet. And the voice said, you're not done yet. They need you. You see, we all have something that's going to speak to us. That's going to say, you're not done yet. And Chrissy went, she actually left us and came back. Right. But we have moments where things get cluttered. My goodness. Just, you know, it's not just traffic. It's not just a messy desk. It's like the thoughts in our head get so messy that we can't think straight. Okay. The people that are drawn to work with me, they say the same thing, like, oh, I can't get a clear thought. This is about clarity. Remember, chaos is opportunity for clarity, right? Are you going through life feeling confused, feeling cluttered, feeling all stuck up in your head? Are you ready to grow through life and learn a better way, find some new things, whether it's her beautiful jewelry that gives you crystals that are set with intention and positive energy, healing energy? Is it that you're aware and recognizing these divine messengers that are put on your path? Maybe it's her and I tonight, and we're speaking to you right now, and you can feel it, and you know it's true, and you're saying, I need them, because we're all on this path together. We're moving forward. But we're all in a little bit different place. And it's about turning around and helping someone come forward with you. When she and I met, we were in similar places, but we each had a gift for each other. And we worked together. We used that connection. We used the tools. That was the other thing she said. She started doing things for herself and actually using the tools. She just kept going. So if you're at a moment right now where you're feeling like, I don't know, I have another beautiful client, her name is Pat, and she said something in a session one time, it like rang a bell for me. She said, I don't know how to make sense of my nonsense. What do I do? And I'm telling you that you can always make sense of your nonsense. Now she says that, you know, she's learned how to do that, right, from working together. And we've done some work together. But if you're feeling like, not connecting the dots, it's all feeling really cluttered and everything's coming at me at once. You know, myself personally, I'm going through some things with my mother, and she has some mental illness, and she deals with a lot of manic depression, and it's been that way my entire life. This is why I do what I do, folks. I teach you holistic ways. If you're a highly sensitive person and you have anxiety and you have depression, I teach you the holistic ways to put that in order. Because feeling like nothing makes sense and your thoughts are just scattered will not help you get the traction you need to make your dreams come true. And I'll tell you, the saddest thing that I've ever seen in my life is seeing my mom, who still says, I still have dreams and I can't do them anymore. I don't know how to put those together. So what I do, the why behind what I do, I don't want anybody to ever feel that way, ever. And so I have a life now that I really love and enjoy, and I get to help other people make their dreams come forward and awaken those dreams and connect with people like Chrissy and I so that they know that, wow, I can make sense of this nonsense. This is why this is happening. I see how this is coming forward for me to really move me to a better place. And you know what? If some of the things we talked about really don't even make sense, because I had another friend, he tuned into my radio show. He said, I don't know, I think it's a little bit ahead of where I'm at. Don't worry, friend. We will bring you forward. Everybody's at a different point, and where you are is just perfect. You are not behind. You're not, you know, sidetracked, or you're right where you are supposed to be. You're hearing the parts of the message that you need to hear. And I'll tell you that, because she described a few things. She said, she was a writer and she worked on a computer and she had the business background, and it wasn't jewelry. She didn't know for her whole entire life it was going to be that. But the universe will sometimes put a stop to things that used to work, and that won't make sense at first. You'll think, what the heck? Why isn't that working anymore? I've done that for 20 years, or I've felt that way for 23 years, or I've been friends with that person for many, many years, and all of a sudden it's not working. And that's because you're needed somewhere else. See, the universe is going to move you out of your comfort zone, whether you like it or not. It's going to happen, but you have to appreciate and that's why I adore my friend, because she has such gratitude for the things that have happened that a lot of people would have thought, what, why me? Like, what? She never thought that. She always thought that, you know, this, right, this is for a better reason, right? This is a better cause. I'm moving forward. So, again, if you're in a messy place, I want you to just ask yourself, how is this perfect for me? Say, bless the mess. I have certainly had an enjoyable time with you this evening, and I want to thank my guest, Chrissy Winchester and Timeless Grace Jewelry, for obviously sharing such great information, not just information. I mean, she was the rock star, no pun intended, rock star, get it, rocks, crystals. Yeah, bad joke. All right. Anyway, I want to thank you for tuning into Positivity Party Radio, and we will be back on the third Tuesday of September of this month with Nikki Groom. She's a copywriter and storyteller, and that doesn't even tap into everything that she is, but we'll be chatting about doing business the human way. And I tell you what, I just love that we're all here together and we partied a bit. And I wish you a very good couple of weeks. We'll be back again September, the third Tuesday of September. I'm losing my words here. And I just wish you a very blessed journey. Bless the mess. Remember, out of chaos comes opportunity for clarity. I wish you all the best, and we'll be back. Thanks so much.
You are just listening to the Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler. But the party doesn't stop here. Get more information on Nicole and her inspiring journey by going to bigdreamawakening.com. There, you will find more information about Nicole and her personal coaching sessions. And don't forget to tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio to listen.